Hallelujah. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. We want to welcome all our NBC families. Amen. All our visitors and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. God has something for you. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. So He's not finished with you. Amen. He wants to bless you, encourage you, change you, and He wants to correct you, because we're His children. Amen. So praise God. Te quiere bendecir, te quiere dar ánimo y cambiar y corregir. Amen. So let's remember that. Don't leave the same way you came. Leave a new person. Leave a changed person. Amen. The Lord is not finished with you. He has great plans for you, and none of them include defeat. So quit thinking that way. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. He has great plans for you. Be available to Him. Let go and let God. Amen. You know, if you wake up every day with so many things on your mind, you know, let Him go. He says, give it to me. Cast it on me. Amen. Praise God. Greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. And, you know, I say this all the time, and I want you to get it and write it and put it somewhere. See yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. Don't go around putting yourself down. Be careful. Speak faith-filled words. Don't speak negative things. Amen. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the words you speak. So don't go around putting yourself down. Amen. He don't see you that way. He sees you a winner, a champion, and an overcomer. Praise God. Amen. So I'm excited. How about you? Hallelujah. Let's grab our swords and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Let's remember that your mind is the battlefield. Amen. And you got to renew it with the word of God as often as needed. Not just once in a while, but as often as needed, because you're thinking good things and you're thinking negative things. Amen. And you know, whatever you concentrate on the most is going to come out. And if you speak it out, guess what? You're sowing bad seed. Let's not sow bad seed. Let's sow good seeds. Amen. Praise God. So renew your mind. Keep your mind renewed in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you first before we get started. And we're going to be talking about drawing near to Jesus on a daily basis. We got to draw near to Him on a daily basis. You know, as we walked the world, you know, when we was lost, we was trying to get as close as we could to the world. Trying to be like the world. Imitating the world. And doing all kinds of stuff, you know. And we don't have to do that anymore. Now it's time for us to draw closer to Him. Draw close to Him. Draw near to Him. But I got a nugget for you. It says, stay focused on God. Amen. Renew your mind and stay focused on Him. Stay focused on God daily and don't look back on yesterday. And that's what the enemy wants to do, you know. The battlefield of the mind, you're always thinking about, I could have, I should have, you know, done this. Let it go. It's gone, you know. Every day it's got more problems for you. Amen. But you got to get right with Him and stay with Him. Amen. It says, stay focused. So full of failures and regrets. Look ahead and seek God's way. All sin confessed, you must forget. Can't say that enough. If you confessed it, it's gone. He's forgiven and forgotten. You need to do the same thing. But the enemy's going to come. People's going to come. And he's going to use people to remind you of your failures, of your setbacks, of all the negative things. Amen. It says, let go of the past and move on. Focus on pleasing Christ. Amen. As we come to the end of a day, so often we look back regrets on things we didn't accomplish. But sin is one thing we should never need to look back on with feelings of failure. If we have confessed our sins and asked God's forgiveness, we need to keep on focusing forward. We need to press on and not hold back. Amen. It says, towards the goal, of pleasing and serving him. Amen. Oh, man. I can't say that enough. But Bible says in Matthew 6:33, and we know this, but it says, but seek first his kingdom, his kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen. So let's remember that. And Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, the enemy and people, jealous people. The enemy is going to use people. If they're not born again, if they're not of Christ, he's going to use people to try to put you down. Amen. So don't allow yourself to be put down. Say, wait a minute. I'm not accepting that. That's not for me. That's confessed. That's forgotten. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not even going to think about that. Don't even give it time, your time. Amen. Praise God. Man, so stay focused on God. Amen. If you don't, it's going to come on you. It says, be available. God is not looking for perfect people. He's looking for available people. He wants to use you. People come and say, you know, God can't use you because of what you've done. God can't use you because of your past. No, he wants to use every one of us. He wants us to participate, be participators and not spectators. You know, some of us, we just like to sit back and say, well, they're doing it wrong. They're not doing this. And, you know, we're just judging, you know, and we could do it better. But we ain't getting up. We're just sitting on our como se llama, you know. It says, make yourself available to pray and love others. Join his team, the body of Christ, in faith and unity. Jesus prayed for his church to become one with him. He knew it would take unity in faith to win the war against the devil. And you know what? You need to remember this. You're fighting a defeated foe. Why are you letting a defeated foe come over you or win over you? No, he's a defeated foe. But you got to remind him. He's so stupid he forgets. You're a defeated foe. I take authority. He says, you take authority. You submit yourself to God. You resist the devil. And he says, he's got to go. I'm a child of God. All I need to remind him what happened to him. Jesus defeated him. When the body of Christ comes together and functions as one, we begin to see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in full. Join and make yourself available to God. Join God's winning team and flow in faith and unity. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. All you got to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And you shall be saved. We're going to be talking about this more here in a few minutes. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you. Listen, I'm going to read you this scripture here. It says Ephesians 4:11-13 says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to building up the body of Christ, until we all attain the unity of faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to the mature of men, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Amen. So he's given every one of us, and we are to go out there and do what he's called us to do. Amen. But every time before you go out, you know, you get right with him. Seek him first. If you don't know what else to say, just say, thank you, Lord. And you know what? There's some giants out there waiting on you. But you know what? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And everywhere I go, he goes with me. Amen. I don't leave him behind. He goes with me. So let's remember that. I ain't going to let no uncircumcised Philistine giant come against me. Whatever giant is, you know, our giants may be different. You know, cares, worries, anxieties, whatever sickness, problems, whatever problems you might have. My God is bigger. Amen. But you got to be strong enough to confess his word and speak it over and say, well, you know what? I'm going to press on because he's called me to press on. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So praise God. We're going to be talking about drawing near to Jesus. It says drawing near to Jesus involves seeking him with a sincere heart, repenting of sins, and cultivating intimacy through prayer, through worship, and through obedience. Amen. When things are not going good, a place to turn to for help, a place to turn to for guidance, a place to turn to and cast all cares, anxieties, worries, and problems is the open arms of Jesus. He helps those who are seeking Him, those that are hurting, and those that need guidance, and those that need help. Amen. You draw near to Jesus. Step out in faith and not in fear. That's what He says. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by fear. What's the enemy tries to use the most? Fear. Most people don't do anything because they're fearful. But Jesus says, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So why are you holding back? He went to the cross. He defeated the enemy. Amen. And He's given us everything we need to fulfill what it is He wants us to do. Big or small, that doesn't matter. If you're doing it under Him, you know, He's pleased. People may not be pleased. People be jealous because you're doing this for God and you're just trying to show off or you're trying to do this. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get closer. I'm just trying to serve Him. Whatever it is He wants me to do, talk to somebody that nobody wants to talk. Go and share with somebody that nobody wants anything to do with. But you are the closest thing to Jesus. You're the closest thing to the Bible that people are around. So why are you holding back? Don't hold back. It's time to let go and let God. Amen. James, drawing near to Jesus is the better way. The better we know Jesus, the more like Him we become. In Ephesians, I'm going to read it to you in a few minutes, but Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 in the Amplified, it says, if you're going to imitate somebody, imitate Him. Because we in the world, we try to copy all kind of people. Amen. But we don't have to do that. Just copy Him and learn from Him. Amen. He's our greatest example. Keep going. Jesus is so much better than anything the world has to offer. Man, we got to get our thinking right. Renew our minds with the Word of God. Amen. So we know it says, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm going to continue to serve Him and please Him. And we say it like this, be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Because people will never be pleased. They want to do what you're doing, but they're so jealous, they don't want to do it. But they're going to talk about you. And they're going to say things about you. They're going to say negative things about you. Don't let those things bring you down. Don't let those things and distractions hold you back from what God has called you to do. You just be obedient to Him. Be a servant. Amen. Be a participator and not a spectator. Spectators, all they do is talk. Amen. That's all they do is talk. Amen. There we go. James 4, 7 and 8. James 4 and 8. New Living Translation says, come close to God and what? God will come close to you. You know where it says you? You can scratch that and put your name there. Personalize your Bible. You know, if you got a nice Bible, it's okay to be pretty, but you know, personalize it. Put your names on there. You know, when you put your name on there, it says, yeah, it says, wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. That's what most people do. They say, hey, do you know what? I go to church on Sundays, but Monday through Saturday, I'm as sinful as person can be. No, we can't do that. You know, don't be a part-time Christian demanding a full-time God. You be there when I want you, when I need to. But me, you know, hey, Monday through Saturday, I'm in the world, you know. But Sunday, man, I'm the most religious person you can find, you know. I'm the most godly person you can find. No, let's not be that way. It's a lifestyle. We got to change. Be Christ-like. New King James, go back one. Yeah, King James says, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. Amen. It says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Let's not be double-minded. And that's what the world and the enemy tries to get you to do. It'll be double-minded. In Revelations, they're talking about being hot, cold, or lukewarm. Let's not be straddling the fence, being lukewarm. Say, well, a little bit of the world, a little bit of God, you know, and I just please both of them. No. I'll make everything right on Sundays, you know. I'll be at church on Sundays. Everything will be just right. No, let's not do that. Jesus could have sold out and says, Father, these ungodly people are so rude and so mean and so ugly. Get me out of here. I'm not going to give my life for them. He fulfilled His mission. He fulfilled what the Father sent Him to do and be sacrificed, and He did. But you know what? I'm sure I'm going to say this in a few more minutes, too. he went to the Father and asked for strength every day. Because ugly people back then still got ugly people now. Amen. And maybe worse. Amen. So if Jesus fulfilled his mission, it's because he went to the Father and said, Father, I need your strength. We can do the same thing. Lord Jesus, I need your strength. Man, he fulfilled his mission. And he wants us to fulfill our mission. He didn't put you here just to sit. He didn't put you here just to spectate. He put you here because we are his church. You've accepted him. Now you're his church. You're his body. You're the body of Christ. Going somewhere to happen, to bless somebody, to share with somebody. Come on now. Keep going. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through who? Me. He says, me. In his caps. And in the Amplified, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So you want to draw close to Jesus? You know what? You can draw close to him when you receive him as your Lord and Savior. You know, we need to be saved to have Jesus in our lives. And that's the only way it's going to get you to heaven. There ain't no other way. You can't buy your way. You can't beg your way. You got to have Jesus in your heart. Confess him as your Lord and Savior. And I'll give you a scripture here in a few minutes. But it says, draw near to Jesus, and he's the only way to the Father. There's no other way. I don't care who told you what. If somebody told you something different, just tell them, this is the Bible, the Word of God. Show me what it is you're telling me, because I can't find it in here. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess Jesus, amen. Now, that's the only way. He said, you shall be saved. And that's the only way that you're going to have the way to heaven. There's no other way. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:22 says, King James, let us draw near to a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amplified says, let us approach God with a true and sincere heart and unqualified assurance of faith, having had our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. So we got to get close to him. Amen. He's not pushing us away. He wants to come in. And Revelation says, talk. He's knocking. He wants to come in. Amen. So he wants to come near to us. We need to step up and draw near to him. Keep going. These are good. In Psalms 145:18, New Living Translation says, the Lord is close to all who what? Call upon him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. New King James says that the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Be for real. He is the truth. But we need to be sincere also and call him. And Lord, I want change. I want to draw closer to you. These are good. Just some scriptures to back that up. It says Isaiah 55:6, easy to read version says, So you should look for the Lord before it is too late. You should call on him now while he is near. King James says, seek the Lord while he may be found. It says, call upon him while he is near. Amen. While he can be found. Man, just call on him. Seek him. Draw closer to him. All these scriptures, write them down, man. You go check them out and read them for yourself. Keep going. One more. It says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. And what? They follow me. Amen. So he's our shepherd. We're his sheep. El Cordero de Dios. Amen. Says John 10:27. Amplified says, the sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them and they follow me. Amen. That's what we knew. Get in the Word. Stay in the Word. Meditate on the Word. Know what the Word says. And let the Word get full of the Word so the Word can come out of you. He says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. That Word is going to come out of you. You're going to be in. I say, wow, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe that came out of me. Well, praise God. It's time we let go. Just like we used to blast people with ungodly words, cuss people. Now the word of God is flowing out of you. Amen. I'm a new person in Christ. It says the old is gone, the new is in. Wow, you should have known this guy before. Man, he is a cussing champ. Now I'm a champ for God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Keep going. Hebrews 4:16, easy to read version, says, with Jesus as our high priest, we can feel free to come near before God's throne. Amen. We can go right through the throne. Amen. Praise God. It says, where there is grace, there we receive mercy and kindness to help us when we need it. New King James says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You can go to Him anytime. Amen. As a child of God, only thing holding you back is you. Amen. So you don't have to listen to the world. You don't have to listen to folks that are talking about you. No. You just know that you can go straight to Him. And you know what? There's another scripture we talked about Wednesday. 1 John 1:9 says, if you've sinned as a child of God, He says He'll forgive you. Amen. He'll forgive you. But you know what? We need to know that we can do for Him and not hold back. You know, just because you've sinned, you can go to Him and you confess to Him. You don't have to confess to the pastor. You don't have to confess to nobody else. You can just go straight to Him and confess. He already knows. So don't hold back. Just tell Him everything. Tell Him that you've sinned. And you know what? He's going to cleanse you and forgive and forget. And He's going to say, you know, now get up and press on. Go and fulfill what it is I want you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep going. Hallelujah. Let me see what I got here. Philippians 4:6 says that in the New Living Translation, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. New King James says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests remain known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Don't let your past, don't let past sins, don't let past things hold you back. Just says, don't be anxious for anything. But that's what the world wants you to do, and that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants to keep you distracted and out of it. No. Give it all to Him. Amen. Give it all to Him so that I can be free to do what it is He wants me to do. Amen. Praise God. These are good. These are good. Pray. Keep going. Again, we walk by faith, not by sight. We also, the Bible in Hebrews 11:6 says, the English Standard Version says, and without faith it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. He's going to bless you. He wants to bless you. Amen. He don't want to take nothing away from you. He wants to bless you. But we need to know this. But still, He says, we want to draw close to Him. The New King James says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You got to have faith in Him. All that He's done, His Word proves everything. His Word is truth. He is truth. Amen. So we need to believe in Him and have faith in Him. And He says, if you don't have faith, it is impossible to please Him. So step out in faith, child of God. Don't be afraid. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You know, before we was diligently seeking ways of the world and getting into all kind of troubles. And then we thought it was a good thing, and we thought it was the right thing. Amen. But no, that's not the right thing. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. Hallelujah. Again, we talked about this last week, but 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we believers, we walk by faith and not by sight and not by fear. We walk by faith and not by sight. Because you know what? You see things and
you immediately you believe. No, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Praise God. Amplified says we walk by faith and not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confidence, believe in God's promises. But you got to know what the promises are. So you got to open the Bible and read and get in it and know what the Word of God says. Somebody tries to give you false information and say, well, somebody told me this, you know, so I'm confessing this and I'm living by this. Is it Scripture? Is it the Word of God? Well, I don't know what they said it, you know. And I tell you this all the time. If I say it, make sure I give you Scripture from the Bible. And you go look for yourself. See if Pastor said it right. See if Pastor wrote it right. And if I didn't, you know, come back and tell me so I could be corrected too. I stand corrected. Amen. But I'm going to give you Scriptures from the Word of God. But don't take anything somebody because somebody said it and it sounds good. If it don't line up with the Word of God, you drop that and you keep the Word. And you go by what the Word of God says, not by what Holy Brother so-and-so said. You know. New says we walk by faith, not by sight, not by fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Amen. That's all fear is. He's not giving us, again, he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Keep going. These are good. Thank you, brother. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart, and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He's got a path for you. He's got a mission for you. But you know what? Stay with him. And line up with him. You know, he's going to lead you in the right way. Amen. The Amplified says, trust and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles to block your way. When you're serving him, you know, he's going to get them things out of the way that don't need to be there. He already knows. And the enemy and the world, they're going to try to block your way anytime, all the time. But God, you're God's favorite child. I used to say that all the time. I'm God's favorite child. It makes people mad. Say, no, you're not. I am. But it's okay for you to say, I'm God's favorite child. It's okay. Thank you, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. He loved me so much. And you can say the same thing. I'm God's favorite child. Praise God. Again, keep going. 2 Timothy, we've confessed it several times already, but 2 Timothy 1 and 7, New King James says, for God has not given us, God has not given you, you can put your name there, God has not given Hosea a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Amplified, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Amen. But that's the first thing that stops believers is when they not focused on the things of God, they start thinking it like the world, and fear comes upon them, and fear grips them, you know. And all of a sudden, you got all kind of buddies that jump all over you, and men, he says, cast those cares on me. Cast all those extra weights on me because I want you to be free to go and fulfill what I want you to do. So why are you taking the care? I make it real simple. I just say, you know, when you take your trash to the dumpster, you dump it there and you leave it there. So you don't take your trash back. No, you dump it, you leave it there. When you go to God, you just cast all that dump, all that care, whatever it is that's distracting you or holding you back, and leave it there. Because he wants you to be free to go and fulfill what it is he wants you to do. Amen. And you can do, the Bible says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all of you who are tired from the heavy burdens that you have been forced to carry. I will give you rest. says, accept my teachings. Learn from me. I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will be able to get some rest. Yes, the teachings that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you to carry is light. Amen. I read it to you from the easy-to-read version so you can understand it. Amen. See, he don't put all that extra stuff on you like that. When you see you find yourself overwhelmed, it's time you go visit with him and says, Lord, I need to give you all this because I don't need this. And he's going to say, I didn't give it to you. So don't accept it. Just give it back to him. Cast it on him. Give it to him. Amen. New King James says, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And we need the rest. Take my yoke upon you and that you learn from me. It says, I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Keep going, brother. It says, step out in faith, child of God. Why? Again, because he says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen. But praise God. Galatians 3:6-9 says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. How many opportunities do you think Jesus had to give up? But he never gave up. He fulfilled his mission, and he wants us to do the same thing. He wants us to fulfill our mission. Amen. And never, never, never give up. New King James says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we lose not heart. Amen. So, don't give up. You know, and every time your mind wants to say, do this, stop this, you know, renew your mind with the Word of God. And get your mind right and focused on what it is God wants you to do. And not what the world wants you to do. Amen. Distractions come all the time. I think it was last week, we talked about killers. And we got mission killers. We got dream killers. We got career killers, you know. And you got to be careful for those. Don't accept those. Don't let anything stop you. If it's not of God, I'm not receiving it. I'm going to fulfill what it is he wants me to do. It says, draw near to God. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. Let go and let God. Cast it on him. Give it to him. Amen. Give it all to him. Keep going. One more. Right there. It says, 1 Peter 5:7-8 says what? It says, casting all care upon him, because he cares for you. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he tells you who the enemy is. It's the devil. It's not your neighbor. It's the devil. It says, walk about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Amplified says, casting all care, all anxiety, all worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. The enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. I've said it before and I'll say it again. How does he know who to devour? What's coming out of your mouth? It's what words you're using to talk. You're using negative things. And when you're using negative things, you're opening the door. The enemy's just going to walk in. He don't even have to knock. He don't even have to knock the door down. He'll just walk in because the door is wide open because of all the negative things you've been confessing. Yes. Amen. So hold your tongue, hold your mouth, zip the lip. Don't say it. I thought about it, but I didn't say it. Well, you know what? If you thought about it and you delete it, you didn't sow anything. So it's not for you. I'm not receiving it. I don't have any seed on the ground to grow any negative things because I haven't been planting anything. Amen. Ooh, come on now. Just call on Jesus. He's one prayer away. He's one step away. Do a turnaround. Basically, it's called change directions. You're going the wrong way. in the military, they told us, doing a bow face. We used to do bow faces all the time. You're going the wrong way. So now you're going the right way. I'm going God's way. Not the world's way, not the devil's way. I'm going, and not my way, I'm going God's way. Amen? Come on now. It says, Bible heroes drew close to Jesus. So can we. Jesus called on the Father for strength on a daily basis. I guarantee you. Father, I need your strength. If Jesus can call on Father for strength, we can call on Him. Lord Jesus, you fulfilled your mission. You fulfilled your mission. Give me the strength I need on a daily basis to fulfill what it is you want me to do. The prodigal son made that call too. You know what the prodigal son said? He said, Father, give me what's mine. I'm out of here. Man, he just wanted to be like the world. He went and spent all he had. But you know what? He got tired of the world and he got tired of eating with the pigs. So he called on Father and said, I go back to Father's house. Some of you are running from God right now. You need to come back home. All you need to do is rededicate yourself and say, I made a mistake. Yeah, you made a mistake. Confess it to Him and get back right with God and get to stepping. You know what He's going to say? He says, get up and press on. I forgive, I forget, but it's time you get up and press on. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Moses at the Red Sea. I say, look at all these people you wanted me to bring to the promised land. And now I'm between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army. Father, I need your help. And you know what? He sent help. He parted the Red Sea. Yes. Amen. So, man, these are Bible heroes that drew closer to God. Yes. If they can do it, so can we. Amen. The lady with the issue of blood, he says, if I could just get close, if I can just get near to Jesus and touch His garment, you know, He won't even know I touched Him. When she touched His garment, guess what? Jesus says, whoa. I mean, He's bumping around the crowd, people all around Him, and He's bumping all kinds of people. But when she touched Him, faith, I mean, there was a charge of faith just come out of Him. And He says, somebody touched me. The disciple says, what are you talking about? People hitting, bumping into you from all over the place. He says, hey, somebody touched me. And man, she got on her knees. She says, He knew. And she was, you know, she was healed. If I could just get close to Him. Amen. Some of you are running. But you know what? You need to get close to Him. But you need to do more than that. Before you go do that, you confess to Him and says, Lord Jesus, I need you. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And you shall be saved. And you're going to be changed. Amen. Woo, praise God. Daniel and the lion's den, man, some Bible heroes. David facing Goliath. He says, hey, I'm not going to let no uncircumcised Philistine giant take me down. He said, my God is bigger. And he's just a little shepherd boy. Amen. And he raised, he got some stones, and he went out there. You know, King Saul wanted to give him his whole armor. He said, it won't even fit. It's not made for me. He said, I'm going to use what I use as a shepherd boy. When the lion came, when the bear came, I used my slingshot. So you know what? I'm going to take down this giant. And he did. But he said, my God is bigger. No matter what you're facing, your God is bigger. No matter what you're facing, your God is bigger. Amen. Do not be afraid. And he went and defeated the giant. And you know what? The little shepherd boy, you know what? You may be, wherever you may be, that little shepherd boy became the king of Israel. So whatever you're going through, you know, God's got better plans for you. God has something better for you. Don't just see yourself as a little shepherd boy. Be as faithful as you can. And you know what? God's going to promote you and promoted him to be king of Israel. Yes. Amen. So see yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner, a champion, and an overcomer. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Joshua at the walls of Jericho is impossible. Nothing can knock these walls down. But my God. But my God. And you know what? Joshua is a general, man. He knows how to fight. He knows all about battle. And he's going to put all his army up front. God says, put your worshipers up front. Oh, my God. Okay, whatever God says, be obedient. So he did. Amen. And they did. They followed the plan God gave them. And guess what? Them walls came down. Them walls came down. Whatever walls are blocking your way, God can knock them down. Amen. Just trust him. Hallelujah. I like this one. Jonah in the belly of the whale. Well, excuse me, the belly of the big fish. But you know what? God said, go to Nineveh. He said, nope, I'm going the other way. And he got on the ship going the other way. But you know what? He went and confessed to the captain and says, you know what? The reason you're having all these problems is because I'm running from God. He said, but if you throw me overboard, your problems be over. So they did. They threw him overboard. But you know what? Whatever you're going through, God has a plan for you. And he had a plan for Jonah. When they threw him overboard, the fish swallowed him. And he took him. And he, of course, he was there 3 days and three nights. But, you know, he repented. And the fish went and spit him out at Nineveh, the shores of Nineveh, so he can fulfill whatever plan, mission God gave him. And he did. And people were saved. So, you know what? Some people are going to be saved because you're being obedient to what God called you to do. And even if you've sinned, you know, it says, confess it to him. And he confessed, and God forgave. Amen. And he's going to say, get up and go fulfill your mission. Amen. I got three Hebrew children. Amen. And they threw them in the fire. But you know what? Jesus, I say, wait a minute. We threw three in there, but I see four. Whatever problems you're going through, you're not by yourself. He says in Hebrews 13:5, he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Always with you. He's not going to leave you. Amen. So, the apostles call on him when there was a storm, and he calms the storms. We can call on him to calm our storms, to take our cares, and to take our problems. Amen. So, we're not going to finish. We're going to close right there. Amen. But we're to draw near to God on a daily basis. We're to draw near to Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. So, we're gonna stop right there. And just remember, James 4:7-8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. Woo, do you receive, church? Amen. Some of you watching, some of you listening, some of you have never accepted him as your Lord and Savior. But you know what? It's time that you do. The time is getting closer for his return, you know. And there's no other way. John 14:6 says, he is the only way, the truth, and life. Nobody comes to the Father except through him. And if you're going to go through him, first you got to do is you got to receive him as your Lord and Savior. So all you have to do is say, Lord, I repent. I confess every sin. Amen. I confess all my sins. And I ask you to come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. Amen. And he's going to do that. He's not going to turn you down. He's going to receive you. Amen. If you're running from him, it's time you stop running and rededicate yourself back to him. Say, Father, I confess all my sins. I come back to you and serve you. Amen. And he's going to accept you. Amen. And it's time to give. So, you go to our website, NBC. NBCBigBen.com and mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. Or for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. God bless you, and we love you. Amen. Praise God.